The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last year, the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted everything, I mean, including some really cool summer events. However, the Birds of Prey NCA partnership took their annual Raptor Fest online with great talks about raptors and raptor research. So next week, Raptor Fest 2021 kicks off, guess what? Online, where you can find out about the long-billed curlew, prairie falcons, and horn larks, and then in person, where you can actually see raptors. It'll be socially distanced, of course. Now, this is all happening next Saturday, August 28th, at the Indian Creek Winery in CUNA. So joining us to talk about Raptor Fest 2021 are the president of the Birds of Prey NCA, Steve Alsep, board member Matthew Podolsky, and Madeline Aberg, a graduate student at Boise State University who is studying horn larks at the NCA. Welcome, everybody.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, definitely.
And Steve, let's start with you. For folks who may not know, what is the Birds of Prey NCA?
So NCA is short for National Conservation Area. That's a special designation by the Bureau of Land Management. So they have special designations for conservation areas and national monuments and wild and scenic rivers and things like that. So our national conservation area is the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area.
So Steve, for folks who may not be aware, where exactly is the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey NCA?
Well, it makes up about 80 miles of the Snake River Canyon, sort of south of Boise. It actually runs from about Hammett, Idaho, downstream all the way past Swan Falls Dam to Canyon County, where Celebration Park is.
I love Celebration Park. So many people don't know about it. It's such a great area. Matt, I'm curious, how is the NCA doing?
Oh boy, that's a good question.
Put you right on the spot, right out the door.
Yeah, no, and I mean, Steve, feel free to jump in here as well. It's sort of a complicated question. I mean, I think that Steve is actually involved in some research at the moment that is looking at basically doing monitoring work for a whole variety of different species of birds of prey in the NCA, but then also specifically looking at prairie falcons. And prairie falcons are basically the species that defined the boundary of the NCA when it was established over 25 years ago. So it was basically the habitat requirements of the prairie falcon that established the boundary of the NCA. Which is quite unique. There are still lots of raptors in the NCA, and there's also a lot of research going on within the NCA, a lot of it being conducted by graduate students at Boise State University. Boise State University has the only graduate program in raptor biology in the country. So there's a lot of research going on and a lot of folks, you know, working to try to answer those sort of complicated questions about what raptor populations look like in the NCA and how they're doing and how they might fare moving into the future.
So Steve, did you want to add anything on to that question about how the NCA is doing?
Yeah, I think like Matt said, there's some studies that indicate that birds are still hanging on and some of them are doing quite well. And I think part of that is because the ground squirrels that inhabit the NCA are still doing pretty well. And so that's a big part of their prey base. But the NCA does have threats. The population growth in the valley is huge right now. And so there's increased pressure from recreationalists. The military also trains in a training facility that's within the NCA. So there's military activity, increased fire and things like that. So it takes a lot of research to look at all these different things and try to evaluate how things are doing. But the birds seem to be doing okay, at least for the ones that I'm specifically looking at.
So Madeline, let's bring you into the conversation because you're studying horn larks in the NCA. Tell us a little bit about them. Like, what do they look like? Things like that.
Yeah. So horned larks are a type of songbird. So they're not one of the birds of prey that attract a lot of people to the NCA, but they are really common there. So they're pretty small, about sparrow sized, and they have sort of a brownish pale body, but then the males in particular have these pretty distinctive markings. So they've got like a black band across their chest, kind of a black eye mask, and then yellow on their chest, and some black feathers on the top of their heads, which stick up and give them that the horns where they get their name from.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Madeline, you're trying to find out how recreation, so things like off-roading and shooting, affects horned larks. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. So like Steve mentioned, recreation and the increased number of people using the site is one of the threats out there. So we're interested in how that's affecting horned larks in particular.
So Matt, let's talk about this year's Raptor Fest, because you have several virtual talks that I mentioned that are planned for next week about raptors.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned in your introduction how we were forced to take this event entirely virtual last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I remember.
And so we've been, you know, going through quite a process this year. And obviously, we very much wanted to bring back at least a component of that in-person event at Indian Creek Winery. And so we've been having these discussions for quite a while, right? And we also postponed the event. Typically it happens in June. We're doing it at the end mm-hmm. of August. That was definitely, we were trying to give ourselves more time to sort of figure out, you know, what the COVID-19 situation would look like. And we've been, you know, consulting with Central District Health as well to make sure that we're able to hold an in-person event safely. And, you know, a huge component of that was keeping everything outdoors. So the in-person event at Indian Creek Winery will be outdoors only. And in the past, the key sort of indoor component of the festival were these presentations. This opportunity for researchers like Madeline to, you know, share with the public about this really important work that's going on within this NCA. And so we, you know, it was very important for us to continue doing that. So, and we had all of this experience from last year when we took the festival entirely virtual. So we decided to sort of break that component of the event yeah. out and do those presentations virtually during the week. So from Wednesday through Friday of next week, we have a program of virtual presenters who will be talking primarily about research going on within the NCA.
Yeah. But then the outdoor event, when this is where people can actually, I mean, see the raptors, that's next Saturday, August 28th, correct? At Indian Creek Winery.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Yep. And we will have live music there. So a lot of the things that we, you know, typically, pre-pandemic had at Snake River Raptor Fest, we will have at that in-person event. Mm-hmm. Live music, live birds of prey, booths from some of our nonprofit partners.
And do folks need tickets for this, for the outside part of it, Matt?
Yes. And so that is one of the other components that we have shifted largely as a result of COVID-19 is we're doing it at reduced capacity. The tickets are free. It was very important for us to keep it a free event, but it is ticketed. So folks have to reserve tickets ahead of time in order to attend.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with the president of the Birds of Prey NCA, Steve Alsop, as well as board member Matthew Podolsky, and then Madeline Aberg, who is studying horned larks at Boise State University. And we're talking about Raptor Fest 2021, which starts next week. So Madeline, I'm curious, what's it like to actually be able to physically go out into the NCA and study songbirds?
It's been a really good experience. I think, so I, the part of the NCA that I work in is away from the river and the canyon. So sort of up in the shrub or the sagebrush steppe area. So we don't get quite like the impressive views, but there are so many birds that you see while you're doing field work there, and just like getting to spend time out there watching bird behavior has been a really neat experience. And I think it's a really special site to have, and like a great resource to have so close to town too.
So Madeline, how are you hoping that your research will help birds like the horned lark, but as well as recreationists, really be able to get along at Morley Nelson?
Yeah. So I think like both being able to conserve birds and then also give people a chance to enjoy this site, those are both really important goals of a national conservation area. And so I'm hoping that by studying how recreation impacts horned larks, we can get some more specific information that will let us kind of mitigate some of the negative impacts and allow both of those things to continue at the NCA.
So Madeline's research is just one of the things that folks will be able to hear virtually next week. You talked about these virtual presentations, but what other presentations can folks expect to listen to?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, you know, we've got a bunch of presentations. Most of them are focusing on research going on within the NCA. So we have Heather Hayes from the Intermountain Bird Observatory, who will be giving a presentation about long-billed curlew research going on within the NCA. Long-billed curlews are another non-raptor bird species that lives in the NCA, but a really fascinating, bizarre looking, a really cool bird. And IBO has a long running now research project looking at long-billed curlews in the NCA and also in a few areas near Boise outside of the NCA. So it'll be really awesome to get an update from her on that project. We also have a few other graduate students from Boise State University who are giving presentations on prairie falcon breeding ecology in the NCA, as well as ferruginous hawk breeding ecology within the NCA. And then we're also really excited to have Darcy Ogata, who is the Assistant Director of Africa Programs for the Peregrine Fund. She's going to be giving a presentation about vulture conservation in East Africa. So that's our only presentation that isn't directly focused on research on going on within the NCA, but the Peregrine Fund is one of our partners for this event, and we thought it would be really neat to sort of share an international perspective as well.
And Steve, really quickly, you're giving folks a chance to meet some raptors in a socially distanced way next Saturday. Do you know what raptors might be out there?
Oh, that's a really good question. We know that Slim the Golden Eagle will be out there. Slim comes to many of our events. Her caretaker, Monty Tisch, has been with her for over 20 years. And he was, friends and colleagues with Morley Nelson. So Slim will be out there with Monty. The Peregrine Fund will be bringing a few of their birds, and I'm not sure which ambassador birds they are bringing, but they have an amazing lineup of sort of international bird species. And then our partners at the Bureau of Land Management are also bringing some of their birds out, and they've got a few sort of local native birds of prey that they'll be bringing out.
Well, I want to thank all of you for joining us today and talking about this. Nice to see that we know you'll get some folks will be able to be outside to enjoy this as well. We've been talking about Raptor Fest 2021 with the president of the Birds of Prey NCA, Steve Alsup, board member Matthew Podolsky, and Madeline Aberg. She is a graduate student at Boise State University who is studying horned larks at the NCA. Thank you all so much for joining us. Do we appreciate your time?
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
And remember, Raptor Fest starts next week. We will post a link to the events at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.